The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, well, this is a very big issue in Europe. Let's go to Adam in London. David Cameron fighting with the French President Hollande and others over a new deal so that Europe can stay in the European Union. How's it all going, Adam?
Well, Angela Merkel has said some very positive things, and I suppose Germany being on side would help, but of course the devil is in the detail about this new membership of the European Union, this new membership for Britain, I should say. We know that there's a lot of haggling going on as we speak. Once upon a time would have been in smoke-filled rooms, but in this day and age, of course, smoke-free rooms. All 28 EU leaders are in Brussels tomorrow, though, for this summit. And ahead of that, David Cameron is trying to convince in particular four Eastern European nations who are against the UK push to stop benefit payments for migrant workers. Poland, Hungary, Slovakia and the Czech Republic are saying nay, I believe. But let's just remind ourselves, Adam, this is all taking place in Brussels, a city famous for crepe and waffle. So I wonder what we're
doing. Brilliant. Now, what about the high street coffee shops?
Yeah, well, it's quite a report, this. I mean, I suppose it's not that surprising to tell us that sugary drinks have a lot of sugar in them, but it's how much, I think, which is astonishing. And this campaign group called Action for Sugar, they tested 131 high street coffee shop hot drinks, the sort of fruity, syrupy, mocha, hot chocolate kind of stuff, and they found that 98% should receive a warning red for high sugar content. Mm. Just saying caramel latte, white chocolate, mocha chai can make your teeth go funny, to be honest. But if you put it in your system, they're saying the worst culprits in our coffee shops have 20 to 25 teaspoons of sugar.
Yes, right, cancel the coffee order. It'll save me a lot of money. Cancel the coffee order, Roscoe, would you please? We'll talk to you tomorrow, Adam.